My Story, an autobiography of a homosexual Christian by Derek Michael Shaw. Episode 4, The Shaw Family. Both my parents were competitive gymnasts in college, and they owned Billings Gymnastics School when my older brothers were young. My parents coached gymnasts from 1977 to 1979 through that school, but sold the business at the end of 1979, and soon my mom would find out that she was also pregnant with me. She would tell me stories of spending lots of time with me as a small child, and her letter says those first 3 years were very eventful for me. Notice that I was very close to both my parents, and they took an active interest in knowing me. My mom enjoyed me sharing my life and was very proud of me. My dad could go on like the Energizer Bunny about all the wonderful memories he has of me. They both knew me well, my interests, my accomplishments, and many of the attributes that make me Derek Michael Shaw. They had both been fully present and loving from my infancy to my adulthood. But even knowing that, how could I share with them about my newly accepted homosexuality, this shameful, sinful part of me that I discovered at age 21? Especially when it scared me, confused me, and made me sad. And I knew if it caused myself pain, then it would cause pain to my parents as well. My mom says, I don't know which one of us was crying harder when I was being taken to surgery as an infant. She was only seeing me in pain as a child, and yet her sorrow was possibly greater than mine. There was no way I would share the quote-unquote worst part of me, at least not until I had figured out why I was attracted to men. I love both my parental letters, but if I had to choose one, I'd take my dad's letter. Each letter has its own tone, and my dad's is super positive. He was close by when I was in an oxygen tent. He is superlative in his praise, and there isn't any fear or tears in his memories of me. Exactly how God, as our Heavenly Father, feels about us. He is constantly loving you, accepting you, and always, always, always knows the true you. Why? Because He created you. At the same time, I also knew from fairly early on that my parents kept having children after my two older brothers, Jason and Trevor, primarily to have a girl. If I or my younger brother, Jonathan, had been a girl, would Mom and Dad have stopped having children? We'll never know, but I think they would have. What's funny is that once I actually realized I was homosexual at age 21, I even wondered if my mom's intense desire for a daughter had produced a gay son instead. Of course, that is ludicrous, but when you get anxious about trying to understand parts of your life, you have a hard time thinking clearly. So, after having 4 boys, they decided to adopt my sister, Tia Lin, a beautiful South Korean baby, and she joined our family when she was only 3 months old. By 1985, we were a family of 7, the Shaw family. One thing that I vividly remember in elementary school was visiting the speech therapist because I had a lisp. I couldn't say my R's. While it was cute to hear me talk, my parents knew it wasn't good for me to have a speech impediment, and so I saw a speech therapist. My lisp was directly related to my ear infections as a child. The first 3 years of life are crucial for language development skills, and since my hearing was obstructed with infections and fluids, I had a speech delay. I don't remember anyone actively teasing me because of it, but that's when I first became self-conscious about my voice. Eventually, through the speech therapy, I lost the lisp, but I didn't fully shake the idea of having a bad voice. I became even more self-conscious about my voice years later because it started being identified as feminine. Never when I met someone in person, because they could clearly see I was a boy, but telemarketers would call me Miss, and customer service agents on the phone would say, "Am I speaking to Mrs. Shaw?" when I answered the phone. This was around the time I was entering puberty at age 13, but it continued until age 37. I'm serious. Even as a 30-year-old man, I would routinely be mistaken for a woman on the phone, and I would get so frustrated by it. I want to speak about voices for a moment, because I now know that God gave me an amazing voice. My family and friends have all heard it. You, my listeners, are now hearing it. And throughout the course of this podcast, you will see letters, emails, and journals that I have written. Hear them, look at them, and see the care and commitment I show in my relationships. I said it before and I will say it again. The words we choose to say or withhold are incredibly powerful. God spoke the world into existence. He created with the power of His voice. And we are made in God's image. We have this same power. Recently, when I've been speaking about God's love for me, His homosexual creation, I find myself getting excited. People often mistake that for anger, judgment, or a confrontational tone. Sometimes it can get a little confrontational, especially when I'm told by someone that my sexual attraction is bad or sinful, whereas theirs is God-given, healthy, and beautiful. Because I believe that my sexual attraction is also God-given, healthy, and beautiful, and I'm excited and passionate to share that to the world. That seems reasonable once you start to understand my story. My passions are faith, relationships, and sexuality. It is so rewarding to have finally discovered my passions. I can now talk to people in the supermarket and share my story with no hesitation or reservation. I have been connecting with coworkers and friends, and they have responded to my voice. They have even used their own voices to tell me their stories, which is an amazing honor. To know someone's story is to understand them, and once you understand them, you can love them so much better. It's no accident that the being that can love us best, God, also knows our stories inside and out. I've even spoken to random strangers on airplanes and received their contact info by the end of the flight because of the impact I have made on them in the short time we were together. This has happened several times in my travels this year. And yet, for all the connection and relationships that I am building, I still desire one thing. Acceptance and understanding from my parents, siblings, and friends about my God-given homosexuality. Next time on My Story, Chapter 2, The School Years.